This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We love big money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Cole or Fold.
It's like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! Call the Fold every Tuesdays here on the Bart Winkler Show for all you hippity-happy cats out there. And the sound of my voice coast to coast. Oh, yeah, that's sweet, sweet news stories. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
What the hell's going on over here?
That's my casino voice, you know, walking like a southern pit boss on my way to the shit. Make sure nobody is stealing any money under the table, Bart.
You know what, Carlos with the K? I happen to like your cut of your job, my man. I'd like to play some hands tonight if I could. I got a stack of hundies over here and two beautiful girls on each arm. Let's roll the dice tonight.
You can leave the ladies, take the money. All right, let's start off with... little social media drama. We've been talking about the wide receivers. This one got beef with this one. This one's not getting enough targets. Well, it's not Philadelphia specific. You would think destroying the Bears would come with good vibes, but all does not seem well with the 49ers, our favorite team.
Yeah.
Debo Samuel on social media posted, quote, "Not struggling at all, just not getting the ball!" Exclamation point, end quote.
Oh.
He later deleted it, but when he was asked about it, he said, quote, "You read what you read," end quote. Injuries all over the place. Kyle Shanahan trade rumors to the Bears. Is that a thing? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Bart, call or fold. The Niners championship window has closed.
Oh, I think it closed a while ago. I will call this.
Call.
In fact, I'm not even sure it was open. They were never going to win a championship. They're good enough to get to the Super Bowl and lose. Good for them. Their coach can't get him over the hump. Didn't even know the overtime rules, my friends. Debo, though, yeah. I mean, so A.J. Brown is one thing. Because you're getting 4, 5, 6 catches a game. You had a touchdown a couple weeks ago. You're winning. Debo's receiving stat line last 4 weeks. 4 for 22, 1 for 21, 4 for 22 for 22. Meanwhile, you got Juwan Jennings putting up Debo and Ayuk numbers combined.
Shout out to me for picking them up.
Yeah, I just think that like some of this stuff should be handled in-house. But maybe he didn't feel like he was getting his message across, so he had to go to social media, let some fans see it, let Kyle Shanahan know. So I'm gonna pin this back to bad coaching. If Kyle Shanahan was a better leader, Debo Samuel never would have done this. Now, I'm basing that off nothing, just to fill my narrative that I don't think Kyle Shanahan... I do think he's a good coach. I do think he's a smart football guy. I just don't think he's ever going to win a Super Bowl as a coach. See? I have a line.
Overrated. I think that's the theme that we both share here. Again, I want to remind everybody, the 49ers are our official Bart Winkler show team.
Well,
we're not fans of the team. Bart is a
We could have got away with
fan,
it, too.
But we are official 49ers.
No,
we should have beaten this drum. We should have beaten this drum all year.
Carlos.
You prematurely ejected us out of this.
We were going to not mention them at all. Throughout the course of a season on a national sports show, we were not going to mention the 49ers at all.
And this was the year to do it.
Yeah, this was the year to do it. I think we could have done it. But I caved right away because of the Christian McCaffrey thing. When Jordan Mason got in trouble for saying, I knew I was starting since Friday, and everyone got mad at him, so I got irate about that. And I just couldn't leave the shiny object alone. We could have actually, up to this point, December 10th, still not have talked about the 49ers. We could have got away with it, and it would have made the show no different. Certainly not any worse.
And in fact, I would argue it would have been the better.
Yeah, big regret. Big regret.
We have next year to figure out.
I will fold on my decision to backtrack.
All right, well, let's go to another team that's, I don't want to say floundering because they just stink. The Browns, they made multiple roster moves today. Why do we care? Question mark. Because one of those moves were waiving two-time Super Bowl champion wide receiver, Kadarius Toney.
Oh, they did?
Yes, you heard me correctly. Kadarius Toney, who was signed from the practice squad ahead of the game with the Steelers. He didn't have a great game. He was flagged 15 yards for taunting after catching a punt. Let me try to say that again. He was flagged 15 yards for catching a punt. Taunting after catching a punt. Taunting after catching a punt. All right, cool. Now we got that point across. The Browns were down by 20 at that point, which is why I said it three times after catching a punt. Later, he muffed another punt. The Browns lost 27-14. Call or fold. This is the end of the Kadarius Toney era in the NFL.
No, fold.
Fold. Why? Just get rid of this guy.
I believe in this guy.
No, you don't.
He's got all the intangibles.
No, stop it. When he got drafted, everybody was like, what the hell is Dave Gettleman doing? No, his rap name is Young Joker. The joke is on all of us.
He won two Super Bowls.
He had a hand in one of them.
Did he even?
No. He had a good game that first Super Bowl. I will not front him that. They needed him that first Super Bowl.
He
was on the injured reserve.
I got in dynasty leagues for fantasy around the time that Kadarius Toney entered the league. So I've had a lot invested in Kadarius Toney over the years. I think he's got one more. This last job, he's got one more in him. Maybe it's like a random Week 18, two-touchdown game with the Carolina Panthers in a couple of weeks. I don't know. But I feel like there's going to be at least one more Kadarius Toney game yet to come in our lives.
I feel like Josh Gordon's got another shot to come back over to Kadarius Toney.
Oh, remember that? What did he never got his shot, did he? Or the Chiefs brought him back?
How many shots did he have? I feel like he played for like 28 teams. He's only 33 years old, by the way. Josh Gordon.
If I was in charge of a team, I would just bring all these guys into camp and see what happens.
I remember he was a Seahawk for like a cup of coffee. Obviously, he used his better years with the Browns.
He was a Seattle Sea Dragon.
I don't even remember that. I do remember as a Chief, a Titan. Seattle Sea Dragons? What is that?
XFL. Yeah, he also played for the FCF Zappers, which was that indoor football team, part of the fan-controlled football league.
Yeah, no shot. I knew what that was. But again,
fans
Josh
could,
Gordon
call plays online.
He'll get called. He'll get another call to come back before Kadarius Toney. I get rid of this guy. All right, let's go to Chris Paul. He's pretty good. He passed Jason Kidd for the second and for second all time in NBA career assists. He has 12,099. John Stockton, who's number one on the list, has 15,806. The next active player, Bart, after Chris Paul, is Mike Conley with 6,390. So call or fold, Stockton's record won't be broken.
I'm gonna fold that it won't
fold.
Be. Because all records are meant to be broken. Okay? even Cal Ripken's record's going to be broken someday. Because what we're going to end up doing is blending humans with artificial intelligence. And those will be our athletes.
Cyborgs, like man. Bring them on.
Yeah. So then we'll say, oh, does this streak really count? I mean, he's got an artificial heart and robotic legs. And we'll say, I don't know. It does count. So yeah. I'm going to, based on that, I will fold.
But here's the problem. If we eventually do get cyborgs with, like, artificial intelligence and they're, like, watching these players play, they're just going to be shooting from beyond the arc. No one's going to pass the ball. You're going to take 21 seconds off the clock. You're going to dribble it down the court. You're going to heave up a three from the corner. Mm. So three points made. Like, Curry's record is screwed in, like, 5 years. You know, those I could see going away. Assists? Who's going to pass? Who's teaching the robots how to pass?
Fair enough point. I think in this robot conversation, I think you got me there.
Remember, I am champion for AI overlords. Be merciful. Alrighty, your Bucks have knocked out the Orlando Magic, and they have advanced to the NBA Cup semifinals. They'll face either the Knicks or the Hawks. The Thunder are awaiting the winner of the Rockets and Warriors after beating the Mavs. Both of those other matchups are tomorrow night. Some team will win an actual cup, just like the Lakers did last year. Full spectacle in front of thousands of fans, in front of millions of TV sets, if anybody's watching, digital streams, all that. So basically, we're getting a full sports package here, live sports. Unlike when the sports world shut down and people were watching it from home. Call or fold, winning an NBA Cup is more impressive than winning a COVID championship.
What the hell, why not? Let's call it.
Cold.
The COVID championship was in a bubble, which completely changed everything about who was going to win that. Now, they all kind of go through the same circumstances. But I'm going to say this because I want to, when everybody finally gets in and gets down with the NBA Cup being cool, I want people to say Bart was there at the beginning. Now, I'm trying to think of it to even be better. What if every year, in honor of that bubble, we did the NBA Cup over like 2 weeks and went and played at Disney again? What if we did that? That'd be fun, right?
Yeah.
We could go back to the
bubble. I don't mind
Let's go back to the bubble. I would at least like 10 years. When it's 2030, I would love for them to do a 10-year anniversary of the bubble. I just don't like that the bubble happened and we never think of it again. The bubble happened.
Sucked. That's why
it happened.
About
it gave us an NBA Finals in October. It happened, and I would like to cherish that those fond memories.
I don't even think Lakers fans count that title. I sure don't. All right, last one here. The Nationals have won the MLB draft lottery. Call or fold, nobody cares who won the MLB draft lottery.
I'm going to walk away from the table and go get a drink.
We don't have a sounder for that, so I'm going to need you to call, fold, or raise here.
I'm going to raise my hand and say I would like a drink.
Raise.
Oh, what a big man you are.
No, I mean, I'm glad they did it, I guess, but it doesn't... We don't know any of these kids, and we're not going to see them for 5 years.
Correct. Did you even know that this was a lottery now?
I saw that today. I had forgotten that it was. I'm in a fantasy league where we do a draft lottery. It's like some of these fantasy commissioners go out of their way to make being a fantasy commissioner harder than it is. There's like, okay, percentages of points and just who took last. They can pick first.
Oh,
even
the league
I run is a little... We put a little more work into it because we say, all right, who took last? You did. Well, what pick would you want? So we don't just assign you one. You get to choose one. And whatever what happens is it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then the last guy takes 12 all the time. And then the other guy gets stuck with 11.
Oh, that's an interesting wrinkle.
It's just, why do... It's just don't make more work for yourself.
I make more work for myself. But if you've known me from the last couple of months working on this show, you know I just, for whatever reason, keep adding responsibilities for no reason whatsoever. In my league, we have a draft combine for your pick. So there are several events, and whoever gets the highest combined score.
Well, do you all get together and stuff?
Yes.
Well, that's different. This guy's by himself crunching numbers. That's no fun.
No, that's not fun. So we have a 40-yard dash, but then there are various beer-related activities such as Pong and Flip Cup. Yeah,
Carlos, this is great. You should be advocating for this. Spreading the word.
You know what? If you want me to be the commissioner of your league, just like, and I don't have to participate in the league. If you want me to just actually set the bylaws and run your league, I will do it for 10% of the pot. That we'll just call those admin fees. I'll set everything up for you. You guys will have at it. It'd be a phenomenal season for you. I can make this into a really lucrative business. If anybody is really serious about giving me their money, I will happily do it.
Well, I'd rather you be a professional at it than every league that I've ever been in where that's like, oh, the commissioner's fee's covered, I left the league.
No.
That is such garbage. My league's $150 to get in. I do not do $150 worth of work. I don't do any work. I organize the draft. I can't organize a draft. I can't organize a get-together between my buddies. I need a free entry to do it. Oh, and maybe there's like a quirky scoring thing I might have to make a decision about. Who? I mean, where do you get off if you're... come on. Anybody that's doing that, stop.
Well, I think after all that, we all need a drink, so that's call or fold.
Time to cash out.
He beats me. Straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Shaken, not stirred. I know it's cliche, but it's better that way.